This morning, I'd like to continue in this study that we started last Sunday morning concerning but God. This little phrase, but God, appears some 44 times in the entire Bible. It would be excellent if all of us would just study this small phrase, but God. It is very good for our benefit. It would be excellent if we would just understand that God is in charge. Notice, in the book of Exodus 13, the Bible states here in verse number 17, "And it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war, and they return to Egypt." But God, and here's this little phrase in verse number 18, "But God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea, and the children of Israel went up harnessed out of the land of Egypt." Notice in verse number 17 that God did not lead the people north. Instead, God led the people south. Why did he do that? Instead of God simply leading the people of Israel directly north into the promised land, why didn't he do that? Well, the Bible says, God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war and they return to Egypt. God knows us. God knows our faith. God wants us to have the kind of faith that we will step out when we don't understand, but we're believing the promises of God. That's what he wants. But this nation of Israel was not like that. This nation of Israel, they wanted to see before they would ever believe. But God said, I want you to believe me first. So, God did not lead them north into the land of Israel, but God led them south into the Red Sea. The Bible says that the children of Israel went up harnessed out of the land of Egypt. They went up full. They went up prepared as to war. But God would do the fighting for them. Notice in verse number 19, the Bible said, "And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had straitly sworn the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and he shall carry up my bones away hence with you." This is an amazing story about the Israelites leaving the land of Egypt, and how that they took all the bones of all of the people that had died in that land with them. They went up harnessed out of the land of Egypt. And God did not lead them directly into the land of Canaan. Instead, God led them south by the Red Sea. And God knew that the Red Sea had a mountain on either side of it. God knew that. And God led them down to that very place where he would divide the waters. But he wanted the nation of Israel to understand that he was the one that they should be serving and nothing else. In Exodus 14, in verse number 1, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, that they turn and encamp." Now, the Bible says that they were going one way, but God said, I want you to have them to turn. He's leading the nation of Israel to a place that the world would say is a place of destruction, but is a place of victory. And they camp by the sea. You see here in Exodus 14 and verse number 3, "For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land. The wilderness has shut them in." What God is saying is that Pharaoh will say, they're not going north. They're going south. They're down there camped by the Red Sea. They're entangled in the land. And this is our opportunity to destroy them finally and fully. Because Pharaoh knows that there's a mountain on either side and there's a Red Sea in front of them. And Pharaoh knows that they can't cross that water without drowning. He knows that it's an impossible situation for the nation of Israel, but it's perfect for him. Therefore, Pharaoh leads his armies against the nation of Israel once again. In verse number 10, the Bible said, and when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes. Behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. The children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, because there are no graves in Egypt that has taken us away to die in the wilderness, wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? They said, this is what we said. We need to stay in the land of Egypt. Oftentimes, there's a great amount of turmoil and trouble in this world. But if we only have our eyes upon the Lord, He will watch over us. He will protect us. God knows the end from the beginning, and God knows the thought of evil men. God knows the thought of good men, and God can take care of us. Can He? Does He? Will He? Listen, the Bible said in verse number 13, Moses said unto the people of Israel, I want you just to stand still and fear not. I want you to see the salvation of the Lord. For today, God will destroy all of the Egyptian nation. God told Moses, you go down and you lift up your rod. And Moses went down by the Red Sea. The Egyptians were coming behind him. But Moses went down by the Red Sea. And there he lifted up his rod. And the Bible says that there was a great wind that came and blew all that night. And the waters parted. Not only did the waters part, but the ground was dried up. And Israel crossed the Red Sea, going down into the valley, with the water on both sides. And they crossed victorious. When the Egyptian army came up behind them, they saw that, wow, the water is parted on both sides. But the Egyptian army, they had no more sense. Just like oftentimes, wicked people don't have any sense at all about the power and the omnipotence of Almighty God. And they get down into the Red Sea, into the basin of the Red Sea. And the Bible says that there they died because the waters came back upon them. The Israelites, though, were safe on the other side. You see, the thing about it is that we need to always trust in Almighty God. God can watch over us. God can protect us. That's what He's saying. He said, well, that's a story in the Bible. That's not real. Oh, it is real. It actually happened. We need to understand that God is the God of miracles. God is the God that can do things that we can't do. God is the one that healed people when He was here. Jesus Christ healed many people. But the Jews, they said, no, this don't happen. This can't happen. But those little people that Jesus Christ did heal, they knew that He had healed. They knew that He had raised from the dead. They knew that. This is what the story is all about, is trusting God and not trusting what you can see. but just relying upon Almighty and a holy God, and that God can watch over us. Notice another place. In the book of Judges, chapter 15, the Bible here talks about Samson, who had a mighty victory against the Philistines. The Bible said that he killed 1,000 men with the jawbone of an ass. That's 1,000 men that he hammered to death, that he killed. 1,000 men. That's a big pile of people that Samson killed. Do you know what he done with the jawbone of the ass? Look what the Bible says in verse number 17. And Judges 15 and verse 17. It came to pass, when he had made an end of speaking, that he cast away the jawbone out of his hand. And he called that place Ramoth-Leah, which means the height of a jawbone. In other words, Samson threw away the jawbone. And he called the name of the place, this is what a jawbone can do. Sometimes we're just like Samson, who have all kinds of power, who God allows to have great victories. But notice in verse number 18, the Bible said he was sore athirst, and he called on the Lord and said, Thou hast given this great deliverance into the hand of thy servant, and now shall I die for thirst and fall into the hand of the uncircumcised Philistines. But notice in verse number 19, the fact is this, but God clave a hollow place that was in the jaw. What jawbone? The jawbone that Samson had cast away. In verse number 17, the Bible said that he cast away the jawbone. But God clave a hollow in the part of the jawbone. And there God caused water to come out, and Samson had to go back and pick up the jawbone in order to drink. This point had a remarkable effect upon this man. The Bible said that he had drunk the water. The Bible said that his spirit was revived in him. But there, Samson called the name of the place Elhakanor, that is, the spring of one calling. This tells us that sometimes things happen that change our mind. God is the God that we ought to be serving. God can do more than we ever thought about doing. God can bless us. God can take care of us. God can watch over us. When we think that there's no way possible that God can bless, God will bless. The Bible tells us that one of these days that the nation of Israel will be surrounded by enemies that are intent upon killing them. That day is now. There's nations all around the nation of Israel that intend to kill, intend to destroy this great nation of God. But they won't do it, because God has his hand upon his people Israel. And God will bless this great nation. And God will make them flourish. And God will cause their blessings to go out into all of this world. And nobody will have anything to say about it, because they will know that God has done it. And if they quarrel against the nation of Israel, they're going to be quarreling against God and His majesty and His power. Know that it's so. Know that God is in charge of this entire world, that nothing happens by accident, and that God watches over you in your everyday life. And God will bless as only God can.